Hi there, and welcome to Cinema Nerds, the podcast. My name is Mike Turkus, and I am the editor-in-chief of CinemaNerds.com, your destination for everything movies. At Cinema Nerds, we have coverage of movie news, trailers, reviews, as well as the occasional interview. Every week on this podcast, we will be offering our views on the latest film releases, such as our topic today.
The new film in the Ghostbusters series, a sequel to the reboot of the franchise, Ghostbusters Afterlife, continues the goodwill and fan service carried out by Jason Reitman's 2021 film. This time around, though, Reitman assumes the role of producer/co-writer and hands the reins of the series off to director Gil Keenan. The result, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, again plays as a well-meaning and, overall, rather entertaining ode to the original films and any nostalgia the viewer may have for the property itself.
I've been waiting 40 years for this.
They called themselves Ghostbusters. According to these hacks, they saved the world.
No eyewitnesses.
And who is found to carry the torch? Descendants of Egon Spengler. You have a miner hanging out the side of a moving vehicle, firing a laser gun indiscriminately.
Has a proton pack.
It's completely safe.
I wouldn't say completely safe.
The Ghostbusters are finished.
Right. Well, overruled.
Sustained.
In Frozen Empire, the Spengler family have assumed the mantle of official Ghostbusters and now operate out of the iconic New York City firehouse. Initially, things seem to be going well for the new team, and when an evil force is mistakenly unleashed from an ancient artifact, the current crop of Ghostbusters must again enlist their predecessors to prevent the world from falling into a second ice age. Director Gil Keenan does a solid job of keeping the film paced, as were previous films in the series. While some may feel the film slows down in some spots, this is nothing new to the series and doesn't work against the film in any significant way. In fact, it builds the anticipation for the next big moment or joke rather well. Keenan worked alongside Jason Reitman on the screenplay, and the film, like Afterlife, plays homage to the series and is filled with an affinity for the films and actors that were part of it. This allows both fans of the older films and those of the newer incarnation to enjoy everything as fully as possible.
You the weird guy who buys strange old things?
Correct on both counts.
Buddy, you just hit the jackpot.
What is it?
Better question is, what's inside of it?
Parables tell of an unimaginable evil commanding an army of ghosts.
With the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
We might be looking at a second ice age.
We're gonna need all the help we can get.
Let's get to work.
Can I be of any help?
Returning Busters from the last film include Paul Rudd as Mr. Gruberson, Carrie Coon as Callie, as well as Finn Wolfhard and McKenna Grace as Trevor and Phoebe, Callie's children. These actors all do a solid job of carrying on the tradition of the series, and the added development of this being a pseudo-family unit only adds to the tension building within the firehouse, even before the pesky poltergeists show up. Original Ghostbusters Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson all reprise their roles, as do Annie Potts and a few other surprise actors. Comedic actors like Kumail Nanjiani as the unwitting foil who sets the whole plot in motion by clearing haunted artifacts out of his deceased grandmother's house, and Patton Oswalt as a librarian sequestered in the basement of the New York Public Library due to his off-the-beaten-path beliefs regarding the occult, add to the ensemble cast and give the film several more-than-funny moments when interacting with the film's main stars.
Melnitz in uniform! Yeah!
If there's something strange, if there's something weird, who are people gonna call?
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
We're the Ghostbusters. Can I tell you something else?
What?
Buster makes me feel good.
Makes me feel good.
horny at 12 o'clock.
While some may find the pace a bit lagging in some areas, it follows the formula established by earlier films rather nicely, and that succeeds in making Ghostbusters Frozen Empire a welcome addition to the series and one that perhaps bodes well for future installments. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to visit us on Facebook and Twitter and at our website at cinemanerds.com.